AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. More severe weather is moving through Kentucky. Heavy rain is just the start. A mother and child remain missing hours after their car was swept into a flooded creek in eastern Kentucky. Also in that area, a woman was killed when a large tree limb fell on her tent. In Louisville, Mayor Gregory Fisher says there have been 160 water rescues.
This morning as I drove around the city, I saw multiple incidences of this, of deep water with cars stranded and stuck in them.
Also in Louisville, a big fire has been burning at a General Electric factory.
There were workers there, and yes, everyone has been evacuated.
Chief Kevin Tyler says there are no reports of injuries at the fire scene. A new survey says whites approve of police officers hitting people in far greater numbers than blacks and Hispanics do. University of Kansas professor Charles Epp says this goes along with the experiences of different drivers.
Black drivers in particular not uncommonly experience actions by police officers that are not fair and that cross over a line of acceptability.
The survey comes when the country is struggling to deal with police use of deadly force. Keona Thomas is being held at a detention here after pending a detention hearing next week in Philadelphia. She's accused of trying to join and martyr herself to the Islamic State group. The AP's Mary Claire Dale reports Thomas was preparing to travel overseas.
According to the FBI, Thomas had gotten a passport in February and had bought a ticket to Barcelona due to fly out late in March. However, she didn't make that flight for unknown reasons and was instead arrested Friday at her home.
The Labor Department says hiring last month weakened with only 126,000 jobs added. Kentucky's John Calipari has been selected AP Men's College Basketball Coach of the Year. The Wildcats are the first team in 24 years to reach the Final Four undefeated. This is AP Radio News. A New York City board says an apartment house policy of reserving the gym for high-paying tenants may be discriminatory. The AP's Warren Levinson has the story.
The New York City Human Rights Commission says it will hold a hearing on exclusions from the gym at a luxury apartment building called Stonehenge Village. But unlike debates over the so-called poor door in some buildings, where there's one entrance for market-rate tenants and another for rent-controlled residents, this one seems to be an age discrimination complaint. Only market-rate tenants get to use the gym at Stonehenge, where one-bedroom apartments start at $3,500 a month. A tenant who's been shut out of the gym, along with the rest of the building's rent-regulated occupants, says most of the excluded are over 65. Warren Levinson, New York.
Attention ESPN, the Chess Club and Scholastic Center in St. Louis is going to offer live stream broadcast of the U.S. Chess Championship later this month. A state-of-the-art TV studio is being installed to catch every checkmate. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Save big money on your next painting project with Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Get $15 off instantly on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on Dutch Boy and Purdy products. Now through March 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big.